Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode. Today I wanted to do something a little different. I've been taking questions or taking blog posts that have inspired me from different people and bringing them out every week. But today I wanted to chat with you about something else. How many of you out there are feeling stuck? Maybe you're in a job, maybe you're in a relationship, something in your life just isn't where you want it to be. Or maybe the things in your life look good from the outside. Everything is going relatively well, but just something doesn't feel right to you. Maybe you're already on the path to what you want, but you're struggling. The stress, the questions of how to get it done are really just weighing you down. It doesn't really matter which one of these things. There's so many ways in which our emotional lives weigh us down, and it causes a lot of stress. Right? I've been there. This is what I've dedicated my life to because I found by working these things out on a regular basis, I feel so much better. So I wrote my book based on how philosophy and spirituality have told us how to live a life that's meaningful over the ages. I took Plato through modern day spirituality and got the greatest concepts I could find and put them into a scale. So I don't know if you've checked it out, but on my homepage, there's a free scale to check out what your emotional weight is. What are the things that are in your way? What are the things that weigh you down? We can't go to Bed Bath & Beyond and grab a scale to weigh our emotions. So I tried to create the, you know, next best thing. It's imperfect, but it comes from the greatest minds over thousands of years. And then I worked with two friends who are famous psychologists. One does data and does data analysis, and they helped me organize how to set up this scale in a way that was scientifically accurate and made sense. So it's available to you, and you can hop on anytime, join the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have done it to find out what's specifically going on with you. Could be a bunch of things. You could be in great shape, but one thing is in your way. Because let's face it, even if you go to the gym and you feel amazing, but you eat tons and tons of salt, you could have very high blood pressure. And that could be the thing that causes a major health problem. So very similarly with our emotional lives, everything could be going well, but blame could end up destroying our whole life, or the inner self-critic. Maybe it's that imposter voice that tells you that you should do things that you don't want to do all the time. It doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that you know what it is and you work it out all the time. It's not about being perfect. We're never going to get our minds to stop clamoring away and making noise. The question is, how do you get your mind in shape every day so it doesn't weigh you down? Here's the thing, though. I created the scale and then I left everybody kind of hanging, right? Like, what do you do with all these results? So again, all the greatest work that I have been able to find that inspired my book, I've put into these incredibly simple workouts. You can do them while you brush your teeth, while you comb your hair, while you're showering. Well, maybe not in the shower, but as you're getting ready for work, flip them on. It's a couple minutes a day to work out those imposter thoughts, to work out this inner self-critic, to add more compassion, right? Because here's the thing. If you don't work it out, you're not going to get the results you're looking for. So first, hop on the emotional scale, check out what's going on with you, and then jump over to emotionalworkouts.com, where you can get access to 35 different workouts. But that's not all. I didn't want to overwhelm you with a ton of workouts. I wanted to create a personalized experience. So after you jump on the scale and you get your weight, we now have an option where you can get a personalized workout page based on your results. We will set up a screen that shows you exactly what to work out. And as you work out these things, you can see the results instantaneously. You can reweigh yourself and find out, is it getting better? Right? Because here's the goal. We want to get our minds in shape so that we can live the life that's most meaningful to us. And I have found, and all of my clients have found, so much more happiness in our life when you can just pinpoint that area that's in your way. So I invite you to jump over today and check it out. Give me your feedback. Let me know if you like it. I'm always just an email away. laura@lauraco.com. Love to get your questions. If you'd like to set up a 30-minute free coaching session, you can find the link on my homepage. And as always, thank you so much for listening.